know, on April 7th, we invited him to come out to one of our events where we had 720 people present from the different congregations, and he was not able to come. So we want to, you know, his community to be able to ask him, you know, what his stance on immigration is, whether he supports a pathway to citizenship for our community. And if he does, how can we, you know, work together? How can we, what can we do as a community to make sure that, you know, he continues to support that and that he votes yes when the proposal of immigration comes to have, you know, to be able to vote. It's kind of like we waited for him to come to us and hear his community, and, you know, the proposal for immigration is moving very fast. So we're just afraid that it will continue to run really fast and our community will not get heard. There's many stories from our community that need to be highlighted. You know, there's a lot of deportation cases, a lot of separation of families.
So is there any particular reason why you're targeting Congressman Ross specifically?
Well, Congressman Ross is one of the leaders, you know, in Florida. It's, you know, in order for the bill to be able to pass, there's a certain amount of votes that need to get passed. So as many congressmen that can support this bill, you know, it's important. So every congressman is a target, kind of.
Do you plan to take this message to anyone else?
Yes, well, these same actions are taking place in District 15 with Congressman Dennis Ross, in District 10 with Congressman Daniel Webster, and in District 12 with Gus Bilirakis.
Now, I spoke with somebody from Congressman Ross's office, his Lakeland office, where you guys are going to be doing this afternoon, and I was told that he's in Washington, and he's going to be up there all week. So it's not looking like you're going to be able to actually speak with him. What are your plans going forward to make sure that he gets the message?
Well, his staff will be present. Like I said, we have been trying to meet with him. You know, I've been able to meet with him in the past, but it's not as powerful to have one person telling their story or one person highlighting something as it is for a faith community to come together. This is a multi-denominational, you know, prayer vigil. It will not just be like one religion. It's different denominations coming together for the same humane issue, which is, you know, immigration. And even though he might not be there, we are going to be there for 30 days, so we are hoping and praying that during those 30 days, he will come and hear out his community.